God bless you, everybody. This is my first podcast. I'm not going to be long with you. I just want to say a short prayer for those that are listening under the sound of my voice. I know there are some challenges concerning where you are located at within your own spirit, and you've been searching and looking for God to move on your behalf. I just want to pray for you, if you allow me to. Those that are in leadership, those that have been stressing, those that have embraced depression, these are real spirits. Listen, I'm not talking about an illness or a sickness. I'm talking about the spirit of depression, the spirit of fear, the spirit of lack. These are all spirits that has been hindering us as a whole. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you humble, as I know how to, as a man of God, to speak to those not only in leadership, but for those that are suffering all across the globe, that is looking for answers and can't seem to find their way out. God, you're the God that have the answers. You're the God that's able to heal, deliver, and make whole. Strengthen the minds of those that are embraced with jailed minds, arrested, held hostage, bound, and limited by man's opinions. We pray against genetic heretical bloodlines that have been cursed and demonically tortured by spirits of the enemy. I pray a strength, God, that there will be tune, authority, frequency shifting, and the spirit of the living God arrest the minds of the believer, that there will be sanctification and discipline, that the flesh will die and that the spirit will come to life, and that they will begin to awaken, and let prophetic functions, prophetic shiftings, prophetic winds begin to embrace the mind of the body. Lord, allow wholeness. Sickness will not find them. Death will not find them. But you said in your word that death and life is in the power of the tongue. For I speak to the man and the woman of God that you shall not die but live to declare the work of the Lord. I speak a decease and a dejection of warfare that has been weighted on the individual that's not giving by the Spirit of God. Let them rest tonight. Let them sleep well. Let them know that they're not only in an existing place, but you can identify them through your image, through your character, through your likeness. I pray that this prayer has moved the mountain and caused faith to become the harvest of their life. For I thank you and I praise you now for the victory. And it's in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, our Lord, our King, and our God, that we pray and we believe and we thank you now. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray and believe. Somebody say amen. God bless you. Thank you for this quick join. I'll be back on soon, and we'll talk in dialogue concerning the kingdom of God. Be blessed. Heaven rest upon you. Greetings and God bless you. I pray that all is well with you all. I'm here because now I want to deal with something that a lot of us as a whole in the systems and in this world, we are suffering with. I took the opportunity to express myself concerning the strategy of burnout that the body is facing as a whole. I want to pray with you. So let me pray with you before I even begin this segment on depression. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray the strength of God to begin to push, thrush, thrive, and rescue those that are listening under the sound of my voice. We cancel, we expel, we expose, and we embrace rejection of that which have rooted us and held us hostage for years. I pray for the mind to be healed, made free and delivered, and made whole. And God, we thank you and praise you for the victory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of heaven and earth. We pray and believe and we thank you. Amen. So as I was seeking God concerning the next segment of what to talk concerning, the Lord dealt with me concerning depression, not only as an illness or a sickness, but also a spirit. For Psalms 107 says this, There were those who dwelt in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in misery and affliction. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble and heaviness, and he saved them out of their distress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their sinking down. So the God of heaven delivers you from fear, where you have a heaviness, where you are distressed, where there is misery and affliction, where there is death and mental imprisonment. I want you to know the Lord himself is a healer. He said in Isaiah, he began to express that he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon us, and with his stripes we are healed. So now let's strategically set it up to understand and ask the question, what is depression? Depression is an emotional state of dejection and sadness ranging from mild discouragement and downheartedness to feeling of utter helplessness and despair. Everyone at one time or another has felt down, sad, or blue. Being depressed is a normal reaction to loss and life struggles. But sometimes the feeling of sadness becomes intense, lasting for long periods of time and preventing a person from leading a normal life. Depression is common and serious, and most who experience it need help to get better. But even those with a severe depression can return to the joys of life. We live in a stress-filled world. That is reality. The perfect environment does not exist in our world. Romans 8:19-23 tells us that as a result of the fall of man, even creation itself is experiencing stress. Did you hear that? While loss in the struggles of living can lead to depression, the primary causes of depression are an inaccurate perception of God and living life without God's enablement. Because there are true. When we do not biblically deal with life and its stresses, the toll on body and mind leaves us extremely vulnerable to depression. We're looking for peace. We're looking for love. Even the earth is stressed concerning the strategy of how it flows now. We stress earth by the way we live. Let me share something with you. Christ died for it. Christ is the only one that can make you free. On one of my social media teachings, I begin to share and explain the difference between being made free and being set free. Because you can be set free and go back into it. Because it's only set. The word set also is embraced with the word settle. A spirit can be so dormant and subtle, and the person outwardly can look at you and think that you're free, but inwardly that which is subtle have not sparked until someone sparks it, or you yourself bring it into the front to war against your promise. Made free means that that which has haunted me, tormented me, and held me hostage will no longer get a grip of me, because my mind and my spirit have disciplined and been made accustomed to the righteousness and the holiness of God in the earth. A depression is an emotional state of dejection. You only embrace depression when you're trying to fit in with people that you should not be connected to, that's not pushing you to your destined place in the earth realm. Who gets depressed? In America today, depression is nearly epidemic in proportion. However, depression is not new, and as we will discuss later, many of the great men and women of the Bible suffered from depression. Also, depression is not entirely negative if we allow it to move us closer to God. Struggle and loss force us to make changes that is necessary for our growth that might never occur without struggle or loss. Hebrews 12, 7 through 12. God will use even depression to help us to get to know him as he truly is. For J.J. Packer said these words, suffering Christianity is an integral aspect of biblical holiness and a regular part of business as usual for the believer. John Fraserio Dante, the Poetics of Conversion, said these words, for good or ill, suffering, grief, and depression often bring us to the heart of life. Isn't it amazing that depression is not all bad? There is a purity that brings us into the wholeness of Christ when we face a place of stress. That's where depression strategically operates. It operates in a function of stress. Whatever you do in this season, don't allow yourself to stress over the small stuff. I want to encourage you to move and function in what God has given you in this season and be aware of the attack of the enemy. Can I share something with you? The stresses of living do not skip over any age, group, or gender, but do affect men and women, children, and adolescents, and the elderly. There are ever-growing numbers of depressed children and teens due to the breakdown of the family, along with constant exposure to violence, immorality, and other difficulties. Our busy, noisy world, tied with the increasing emphasis on obtaining a higher education and a higher-paying job, brings an enormous amount of stress to young people. We have many people in the culture that are looking and searching for the love and the heart of God to move them, but can't find love in the people of God to help them get to the love of God. And I believe we're living in a time where people hurt you, but church don't hurt you. Church is strategically set up to heal you, to mount you up, to pour you into, to structure you. If you never understood the essence of prayer, understand why God at times don't bless you and give you the miracle that you need right away. Because if man does it, you won't depend on God. But when God do it, you trust him and know that the same God you thought was late was always on time. I hope you're hearing me. I'm not trying to preach. I'm trying to help you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Seniors also have a higher rate of depression. Many have experienced the loss of several friends and family members. Retirees no longer enjoy the significance of their career and a regular income. In addition, new physical limitations often curtail their normal pastimes and hobbies. Are some people more prone to depression than others? Outside of organic disturbance, the only real difference is in a person's level of tolerance of stress in any given situation. Just as some have a far higher tolerance for physical pain, some have a higher tolerance for stress. The question is not whether one is depressed prone, but how one chooses to respond to the effects of depression. And Finding Hope Again, Neil Anderson and Hal Botchin list three biblical reasons suffering comes to Christians. I'm going to give you those three and I'll be finished concerning that. Before I even go there, I want you to know there is an organic disturbance. That means that there is a healthy disturbance that God gives to bring turbulence in your life while you're in the wilderness of testing, trials, and tribulations. God said, okay, I'm setting the promise up for you. But as I'm setting the promise, I'm going to give you a healthy or organic disturbance so I can move you into a realm of functioning faith. Faith is a cure that get rid of illnesses and sickness so you won't face spirits. Arch forces of the demonic realm are operating. I come to let you know that your life must be disciplined and rearranged in this season to function in an empowerment that God shifts and change you, where people and friends and loved ones can see that change and say, hey, I want to be like that. Hey, I need to change my life. I need to pursue what's been imparted in me. I need to take the seed and operate it and uproot that which does not belong. How are you going to grow pure seed if you still have negative roots constantly filling your spirit with negative energies? So there are three principles I want to leave you with, and then I'm done concerning this, and then we'll do the second part as the Lord releases. Number one strategy of understanding suffering for kingdom citizens and believers is for righteousness' sake, for the process of sanctification, so that we may share in his glory, Romans 8:17, reign with him in 2 Timothy 2:12, receive his comfort in 2 Corinthians 1:5, and enter his kingdom in Acts 14:22. And because the world we live in is hostile to the followers of Christ Jesus, 1 Thessalonians 1:6. For righteousness' sakes, for righteousness, the word righteousness means right living. It embraces sanctification. That means to be literally set apart and literally set apart for God's mastery. God wants to put completion, perfection, and mastery in your craft so you can flow and function as the man or the woman of God that you are in the earth. So righteousness, right living, precedes being set apart. It is impossible to say you're living right and you're not set apart from the systems of the world and the structure of their flow. You have to embrace a realm of holy living and righteousness so you can function as a clear voice that produces change for the body as a whole. So there is proceeding of righteousness for sanctification. And that righteousness and sanctification gives you a weighty place. The word weight in glory, the word glory means kabob. The word kabob means weight. He wants to weight you in glory. So there's a shyness upon you that will blind darkness and blind flesh. So the Spirit of God can live and continuously be resurrected inside of you. So he also wants you to reign with him. If you suffer with him, you'll reign with him. That word reign is R-E-I-G-H-N. That word reign means authority. If you allow yourself to go through the demotion of your flesh, killing your fleshly passions, appetites, and desires. His desire is for you to set and become king or queen within the earth, to operate his function and his empowerment. Let the image of the Christos live inside of you so they can see the gold in you. That word gold comes from the word divinity. God wants his divinity to bring an unearth to you so they can see the Spirit of God in you. Hallelujah. I'm praying that you're getting something out of this. So now you can receive his comfort. His comfort represents his peace. He wants to give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. He wants to give you a peace that will keep your mind stayed on him, and he'll perfect a place of rest inside of you. You don't have to be restless. You don't have to stress the small stuff. In order to get rid of, In order to get rid of unhealthy stress, get rid of the stressor that is bringing unhealthiness to you. There is a pure stress. There is a pure stress, to enter into his kingdom. Kingdomology, the teaching of kingdom, having the ability to understand kingdom. You cannot embrace fathering or someone to father you or help you spiritually and covering if you won't allow yourself to understand the strategy of his prayer. Our Father. You can never understand our Father unless you've embraced that who fathers you first, from the natural to the spiritual. You have to understand what our Father means. Who is your father? The devil or God? What table are you eating from? Satan tables or God's table? Because both has a feast. One has a feast to cause damage and harm to you and to kill, steal, and destroy, according to John 10 and 10. But yet in that same verse, that same chapter of John 10, he said that God comes that you might have life and have that prosperity abundantly. That word abundant means prosperous life. You can't be prosperous in the earth and look at the system and not embrace prosperity in God. Knowing the difference is very important. So now, we have for righteousness' sake. The second one is as consequences and chastisement. The consequence of our own sin in Psalms 32, 3 and 5. For discipline so we can share in his holiness, Hebrews 12, 7 and 11. And for the process of perfecting us and educating us in Hebrews 2, 9 and Hebrews 5 and 10. What am I saying? God's chastisement has an authority. Again, God's chastisement is the strategy of correction. Correction is an urgency. It's a strategy. When you are chastised, the chastisement breeds correction. That correction literally whoops you. It convicts you, not condemn you. So when God chastises you, it's a conviction of authenticity of repentance. Not to condemn you in your sin or your unrighteousness. You love somebody through the God's conviction. You love them out of what they're in. So chastisement is the consequence of our sins. Obedience is an embodiment. Disobedience is a disembodiment. There are disoriented and dysfunctioning spirits that are operating. They literally embraces a rim of enlarging their skin. They enlarge bodies. They bring forth shiftings. They're called shapeshifters. And you have to be aware in this season of the forces that are operating to shapeshift. I'm not just talking about the spirits that are operating. I'm actually talking about shapeshifting. They mask wearers. Be aware of mask wearers who doesn't allow themselves to be chastised, but rebellious, hard-headed, stiff-necked, orphanage spirits that are operating, vagabonds that are operating the earth as being homeless, renegades that are operating without responsibility, accountability, and integrity. We need to literally understand integrity. Not only integrity and the wholeness of integrity, but we also need to understand that we need to allow ourselves to understand how to have etiquettes in the prophetic and in preaching. And we have to understand that there's a rim of alignment and order that operates with spirit wisdom that will flow you in a rim in the spirit. And some people are unauthorized. So now they go through burnout, unhealthy, unorganic strategies. Why? Because they have embraced something that they were off time in. They move in an end time word, but move off time because they were not ready to war. They had the equipment, but they did not have the fight. And there has to be an equipping, a training, a discipline. The Bible tells us in Romans 10, how can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they be sent? The Bible also says faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God through you hearing the preacher minister that word to you, so your mind can be disciplined and trained enough to follow the plan of God with process of healing through progress of perfection. Are you hearing this? The discipline of holiness strategically is embraced with chastisement. The process of perfection and education. The Bible tells us to study to show our self-approval. Workmen needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Number three, because of human frailty and living in a fallen world, suffering is a part of our normal existence. The decaying of our outer man in a world subject to 1,000 troubles and under sentence of death. We groan as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. Romans 8, 23, 1 Peter 4, 12 through 14. So what am I saying to you, body of Christ? Because of human frailties and living in fallen world, that's number three. What am I saying? We are naughty by nature. For the simple example is that we don't even need to be taught how to lie. The Bible strategically shares with us how Adam and Eve, as our forefather and our foremother, lied and said, because we heard you walking. We heard you walking in the cool of the day. They heard not his feet walking. They heard his voice walking distinctively. Did you know what you just did? You have now literally caused the systems of this world to die in their sins. They don't have life no more because you gave up the life of them by eating something that I told you not to eat through disobedience. So human frailty, flesh will always be a part of us until we leave this earth. What am I saying to you? You can't turn on God and turn off God at the same time. It don't work like that. It doesn't work like that, body. You got to keep God moving inside of you. The Bible says that the world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That is not genetic and heretical. That is a spirit. The spirit of the image of Christ is waiting to get in man and woman so that the Son of God can manifest and shine in that man or that woman so that will be change within the earth itself. Let me give you an intensity scale, and then I promise you I'm done concerning this, and we'll do the second part this week sometime. The intensity scale. Although the signs and symptoms of depression are nearly universal, the intensity and frequency of them may vary. You have those that have mild depression. The second one is moderate depression. The third one is severe depression. And mild depression, the feeling is down in blue. And mild depression, the thinking is clear and rational thoughts. And mild depression, the functions of maintain regular daily activities. And each scale of this depression, you have feeling, you have thought, and you have function. And the moderate stage, the feeling is heavy and discouraged. And the thinking stage, negative and pessimistic thoughts, regardless of circumstances. And the function of the moderate is maintain normal activity only with considerable focus and effort. See the difference between those two so far? The third one is severe, feeling, think, thought, and function. The feeling is hopeless and despondent. The thinking is unable to think clearly or rationally, and the function is unable to function normally at all levels of activity. So there is a mild, there's a moderate, and there is a severe. And we must literally allow Christ to deal with these strategies. I believe we're living in a time where people all over the world, even leaders as a whole, will literally mask themselves outwardly to smile and look good outwardly, but inwardly they are burnt out because of the pressure of ministry, because of the pressure of people, not only leaders as a whole, but there are people that comes in and they still have holes in their hearts. I want you to be free from depression. I can go through and share with you the 7 biblical examples of men in the Bible that dealt with depression, that had depression on them. And it's not the element of surprise. It's there. It's a stressful place. It's a heavy place. It's a dejection that requires a rejection. It's how you embrace to take it when it happens. Don't allow yourself to die. Accept Christ. Be empowered with the Spirit of God. Allow Holy Heaven's language to embrace you. Follow the holy apostles and prophets, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He wants to empower you with his language. There's an external example. There is an internal example. I pray that God, that you were blessed by this podcast, that God will strengthen your heart and your mind. If you desire to sow a seed to this segment to build kingdom, and if you want to apply or help somebody to listen to this, you're able to help those that need to be helped. Give your testimony of what God's done for you and what he's doing to you. I want you to be blessed. I want you to sow into it. My Cash App is the $ Apostolic Prophet. Or you can sow into the segment. concerning this strategy of being free from depression. You can email me at carltonleegrant@gmail.com. I want to help you. I'm praying for you, body of Christ. I'm praying for kingdom release. I pray that God will bless your life and strengthen your spirit, man. You have victory. Pray strengthen you. I pray strengthen you. I pray for marriages. I pray for the strength of God to weight you. That God will weight you in his glory. And that you will not be weighted down with the circumstances and the finances of the world. Of people within your house or in your home. Family members and the like. I pray for those that are seeking mental freedom from imprisonment within your mind. That God will rescue you, save you, deliver you, make you whole. Much love to you all. Romans 8:28, for all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and them that are the called according to his purpose. Remember, when you sow your seed, God will meet your need. If you apply, God will supply. God don't want your weed because you can choke it out, but God wants your seed because he wants to grow it out. Live free, live clean, live holy every day. Pray for me as I pray for you. May God richly bless you and prosper you is my prayer. Again, if you want to sow, it's up here in the segment area where you can sow into the account. May God richly bless you. Be free. Be liberated. Be productive. Take care. Much love.